But I should be joined on the line by singer-songwriter Erin Bloomer. Erin is 20 years old. She's a singer-songwriter, sort of based Essex and Kent border. And last time I had one of your tracks on back in 2020 with a song called Second Best, which had so many streams on Spotify. So you're back again with a brand new track called Therapy, which I absolutely love. So great to meet you, first of all.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much for having me here.
Erin, let's talk about your sort of start in music. When did you first discover you had a passion for music?
I grew up surrounded by music, thanks to my dad, because he's just a massive music head, listening to people like Queen and Bad Company. And I just was always singing, and I had piano lessons, guitar lessons, all sorts throughout school, was in the choir. It had always been my dream job to definitely be a singer. But I think when I kind of realized that it was actually possible for me to get into that career was when I set myself up on Instagram, and I just had an account posting me doing singing little covers and all of that. And eventually I got noticed by some big accounts that reposted me and gained a bit of a following. And at this time it was all a secret. I hadn't even told my parents about the account or anything.
Yeah.
And then suddenly I blew up, which was so exciting. And that is actually how my current management found me, was through Instagram. And I started working with them when I was 15. So yeah, here we are 5 years later. So it's all been very exciting.
And you have built up a really, really good following as well. And it's important, isn't it, to be available to people, to be available to the fans.
Definitely, because I mean, that's kind of the relatability, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have used them for a lot of inspiration for my songwriting before. I think even the next song that I'm going to put out was actually inspired by one of my followers' situations. So no, they're great.
With the songwriting process, all musicians are different. So how do you put a song together?
I think I personally work best in sessions in the studio, but obviously I am writing things down like when and as they come to me in my notes app. It's very chaotic notes app on my phone. I normally tend to write about my friends' situations or drama, or as I said, my followers, kind of what they're going through. They tend to be my inspiration because my life is pretty boring. I've been in a very stable relationship for nearly 5 years now. Yeah. So there's nothing quite so interesting to write about there.
I was going to say that's part of your tagline is you write songs to make your friends feel better.
Completely. Like if they're going through a rubbish situation, it's quite therapeutic even to have a song written about that, that you can sing along to and really feel heard. And then also if the song gets released, then you see how you're not alone in that situation and how there's so many other people that relate to that. So yeah, I think my friends absolutely love it.
You know, when you were saying about not having any stress, about 2 years ago, you were about to sit some exams and then we've had COVID. So how did that affect you and the music and the plans?
I think it started off as quite a shock, really, because it was that summer after my A-levels that I was planning to like properly be launched as an artist. But obviously we went straight into a lockdown and everything was kind of all over the place. But I think in the long run, I mean, I think the lockdown in the music industry kind of worked with you or against you, depending on how you took it. I think luckily for me, it ended up working with me and I had time to do a lot of writing, spend a lot of time on social media, kind of building up and interacting more with people on there. And so I think it gave me a chance to kind of have a breather and fully focus on that, because before then I'd been in school, so it was quite hard to have that balance between music and school life. So then it kind of was able to be my main focus, which I think really helped.
Now you've got Therapy. Has that been played out on BBC Introducing? Did I see?
Yes, it has.
How exciting. And we don't mind the BBC here because obviously we're local radio, but we love the BBC. So how exciting was that?
Oh, no, that was great. They've always been so supportive, BBC, so got big love for them, for sure. I've been lucky to have some BBC Radio 1 play every now and then as well. Ooh. With some of my other songs, so that's always been very exciting. So fun fact is I actually do their power intros for Radio 1.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah. So that's a little fun fact for you.
Do you know what? I was going to say to you, give us a fun fact that your fans may not know about you. And that's probably one of them.
Yeah, there it is.
You've answered the question already. With Therapy, is this taken from an EP?
Yes. This is the start of a new EP. I'm hoping to have another song out super soon as well. I'm trying to release them in quicker succession this time because there's been a bit of a break until Therapy came out. But I'm now, my head's back in the game. Therapy's kind of set the scene, I feel, and people seem to be loving it. So yeah, it's going to be good fun.
And is there a theme around the EP?
I guess the theme kind of is all songs that I wrote during lockdown time and through this pandemic period, and that point of growth and all these things that my friends were going through and feeling at the time.
For the future, will you be doing any live performances coming up?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I really hope so, because I did my first ever live performance earlier this year at the Abby McCarthy's Good Karma Club, which was great fun. I was so nervous at first, but I did a few days of rehearsals. And when it finally got down to it, I had such a good time. So I'm so up for doing some more live stuff. I mean, it's prime festival season now as well. So I'm hoping we're going to get some things in the books for sure.
And would that be you on your own, or is that going to be you with a band?
I don't think it's completely set in stone. I'd assume it'd be with a band in the back. Yeah. That's how I did my previous show. And honestly, it's just so much fun, like, having people up there with you as well. Bit of support.
Yes.
Bit lonely up there otherwise.
So Therapy, which we're going to end the interview with, which is a beautiful track which I've been playing on my show. Tell us about how this song came about.
So luckily I had the chance to work with an amazing producer and songwriter called Jungle Boy. And it's kind of, the song is kind of about destigmatizing therapy as a whole. I feel like it kind of holds a mirror up and says it's okay to be honest about your mental health, and it's completely normal, really. Because I think a lot of people feel that therapy is only something that comes about if you've been through deep trauma and that's the only time you need it. But I really think that it can be used as something to better yourself with. Like, I think the song is kind of talking about how it's quite appealing in a partner, someone going to therapy, because it shows that not only are you bettering yourself for you, but for those around you as well. I think it is being destigmatized nowadays, but I think there's always that little extra push that shows, you know, like, you don't have to be going through something so severe to be able to ask for a little bit of help and a bit of guidance. And my favorite lyric of the song is actually, taking care of you is taking care of me, because I think therapy, it really does not just affect you, but all the people that you surround yourself with.
Thank you for answering that, because I was about to say to you, what was the best lyric that you've written? And you've done that as well. You must be psychic. Erin, it's been lovely to talk to you. Can't wait to hear the next track that's coming out from the EP, but we're going to play Therapy now. Thanks a lot, Erin.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I think apps overrated. Some money only buys you pain. Your success looks good on paper, but those people go insane. Every time he says he loves me, still end up crying every day. So when anybody asks me what I'm looking for, I say
he don't got a driver Benz. He don't got a Riatin. I don't care if he got 2 degrees, cause
I just want a guy who goes to therapy. Don't know how to end, it's such a rarity. Nothing harder than the way you talk about your problems every Tuesday. I just want a guy who goes to therapy. Taking care of you is taking care of me. Don't you know?
Patient than I am, and she might even know I'm better. Won't be jealous, won't be mad. 'Cause every time I try to fix them.